There's been a bump in the road to the reorganization of human service agencies in the Onondaga County government. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Onondaga County's longtime health commissioner has resigned over a disagreement about how the new bureaucracy would look.
In the new iteration of county government, the Mahoney administration wants maternal and child health programs, which target at-risk infants and children as well as their families, to fall under the Department of Children and Family Services that currently focuses on child welfare. Dr. Cynthia Morrow, who's been the county's chief public health officer for the last 9 years, believes these programs for mothers and children should stay under the health department. It's that dispute that led her to hand in a letter of resignation this week.
At the end of the day, we are all here for the same purpose, and that's to serve our community. But if we have very different visions of what that looks like, it sometimes presents a difficult challenge, and that's the situation that we're in right now.
These changes wouldn't go into effect until next year. County Deputy Executive for Human Services Ann Rooney says the department shuffling is meant to make things easier for clients to access service.
The intention always has been about better coordinated service delivery, and I think Dr. Morrow explained that very well. We just have a different vision about that, and so this is just more of an intention to have all of our programs that serve women and children to be under one department.
There will be no changes in programs or staffing in this new model. Morrow will stay on for an undetermined amount of time while the county searches for a new health commissioner. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.